Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at VanDiest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and on today's program, we're going to be talking about better sleep, how you can get better sleep, and if you're not getting good sleep, we may have some solutions for you to get better sleep. Before we start into our program, I have just a couple of announcements I'd like to share with some upcoming events that we have. The June Seniors and Law Enforcement Together Meeting, the acronym is SALT, will be held Thursday, June 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the VanDiest Medical Center Clinic Boardroom. You can enter through the exterior door. There is a sidewalk that's located between the hospital and the clinic, and that's the easiest way to enter the clinic boardroom. Refreshments will be served, and we will have staff providing free blood pressure checks. The meeting will get underway at 9:30 with announcements from local law enforcement and officials from area agencies, as well as upcoming events from throughout Hamilton County. The program will feature Patsy Brock. For many years, Patsy led tours for Webster City Middle School students to the nation's capital. Recently, she escorted a group of adults to see many of the same sites. Patsy will share stories and photos of the WC to DC 250th anniversary trip for adults. SALT meetings are free and open to the public. The meetings are held bi-monthly at different locations throughout Hamilton County. Again, I hope you will join us for the June Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting, which will be held Thursday, June 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. We have Eat Well, Live Well cooking event. Discover the Whole Foods Difference. This is going to be a terrific event. It will be held Tuesday, June 9th from 5:30 to 6:30 in our clinic boardroom at VanDiest Medical Center. This will be an engaging hands-on experience that is designed to make healthy eating simple, approachable, and delicious. Whole Foods will come together in flavorful recipes you can recreate at home. The menu includes mango Mexican salad with quinoa, fresh sourdough bread, and chia seed chocolate pudding. Our presenters will feature Dr. Subhash Sahai, Christy Zweifel, our dietitian, and Ashley Bubeck, who is one of our health coaches. Participants will get to enjoy this delicious meal. They'll get take-home tips and recipes and the inspiration to incorporate more fresh, wholesome foods into everyday meals. This is a free event. Seating is limited to 25 attendees on a first-come, first-served basis, and pre-registration is required. If you would like to register for this cooking event, you can contact Ashley Bubeck by phone at 515-832-7885 or via email at abubeck@vandiestmc.org. Again, it's June 9th, 5:30 to 6:30. It's going to be a terrific cooking event. We hope you will come, dine, learn, and enjoy. And that same week, we have our June Webster City Community Blood Drive. It will be Thursday, June 11th from 12:30 to 5:30, also in the clinic boardroom at VanDiest Medical Center. Although appointments are encouraged, I do want to mention walk-ins are welcome. To make an appointment for the blood drive, the easiest way to do that is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. All donors will receive a free delicious cookie from Scooters in Webster City and a 20% off coupon to the gift shop at VanDiest Medical Center. I do want to mention with the proceeds from the gift shop, they donate back to the hospital for patient care needs. So it is a win-win. You shop, they give, and our patients do benefit. And with that, I think we're ready to get started into our program. May is Better Sleep Month, and we want to take this opportunity to raise awareness about the importance of good sleep. We like to share practical tips for better rest and encourage listeners to make sleep a priority. And I am such a believer in good sleep. Here to talk about better sleep and the sleep services at Van Deest Medical Center is Respiratory Care Manager Jeremy Mao. Good morning to you, Jeremy. Good
morning, Lori. Thank you for having me on. And you are correct. Sleep is so important. I think this makes about 7 or 8 years we've done this now and growing the service, getting the awareness out there on how important sleep is. So yeah, things are going great.
Well, I am thrilled to hear that. And there are changes occurring all the time in the world of sleep services. So I appreciate you being on the program.
You bet.
I think a great place to start would be maybe talking about some of the more common sleep challenges you and your staff hear from patients.
Sure. You know, honestly, the best starting point for this usually comes from a spouse or significant other, right? Because as you're sleeping, you're snoring, you're tossing, you're turning, you don't know what you're doing. You're out, and it's the person that you're sleeping with that kind of has more of the complaint than actually the patient themselves. So a lot of it, we get a lot of the referral stuff from, you know, like I said, a significant other that says, hey, you know, can you do something for my husband, for my wife, for whoever, you know, to treat this? And so that's kind of where a lot of that sleep stuff begins, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there the disruption is causing them to
exactly, not get good sleep. Exactly, correct. You know, and we just know how important. I mean, you're going to spend, you know, the adult needs 7 to 9 hours, call it 8 hours a night of sleep. That's a third of your life, right? Sleeping. So we want to make sure that we're getting, you know, both people in bed the mm-hmm. best night's sleep that they can. So if we can help out with that, that's what we're here for.
So very true. And I know I've said this on previous shows. I am such a believer in getting good sleep. And I mean, I remind my kids, my family members, how important it is because it all ties into your physical and your mental health. So it's such an important topic to be talking about. What happens to our bodies and minds when we don't get enough sleep?
You know, it's honestly, it's pretty simple. It just don't work right, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you can have weight gain, you have brain fog, you're just not on your A game all day. Slow to respond. Like I said, your body, your brain, your mind, nothing, it just doesn't work right. Your body, you're tired all the time. And we all know when we get tired, we're just not at the top of our game. And so getting that sleep, rejuvenating, regenerating, get things moving again the right direction, it's so important.
So what are some factors that possibly contribute to poor sleep?
Sure. So some of those factors, you know, caffeine, we all drink our coffee, our pop, our tea, our whatever, you know, and that's fine. Drink in moderation, like they talk with everything. Mm-hmm. Alcohol is another big one. Medication, some sedatives, things like that, you know, all of those things either keep you up at night so you don't get to sleep, or maybe putting you in, you know, an artificial sleep, and so you're just not getting that restorative sleep that we need.
So in talking about sleep apnea, let's cover what it is and then some signs and symptoms for people to watch for.
Sure. So sleep apnea, you know, there's a couple different kinds, I guess we're going to call it, obstructive and a central. So the obstructive is kind of the more common one. That's where, you know, you really get the, excuse me, you get the person, you know, a lot of times snores. Not everybody who snores has sleep apnea, but, you know, a lot of them do. And so your airway is just getting blocked off until you don't breathe for so long and your brain finally kicks in and says, hey, it's time to take a breath. And that's when you get that, you know, the really loud noise, trying to wake yourself up. You know, you're jerking to wake yourself up to take a breath. And like I mentioned, there's a small percentage of people who have what's called a central sleep apnea, and that's more of a brain issue, which we can also find that through our studies as well. But the most common would be that obstructive sleep apnea. You know, and you asked about some of those signs and symptoms. we're talking the people that are snoring, the people that have the daytime sleepiness, feeling tired all the time, morning headaches, hypertension or high blood pressure. There's even some heart irregularities that can be caused by this sleep apnea. The obvious one, irritability. Mm-hmm. You don't get enough sleep. I don't think any of us are great to be around, so you have that irritability. You wake up choking, gasping for air, just flat-out difficulty staying awake, driving down the road, or maybe as a passenger driving with somebody, riding with somebody, falling asleep at the drop of a hat kind of thing. So those are some things to kind of look out for as far as some of those signs, symptoms, causes.
Mm-hmm. To your point earlier, too, it's probably the partners and or the spouses that might be the first to realize some of those signs and symptoms. Someone that's sleeping and snoring and experiencing that sleep apnea may not really even remember the next morning that that's going on, but the person beside them is the one that hears this, gasping and...
Exactly. Like I said, you as you wake up in the morning, you think, I slept last night. Now, if you're, like I said, that tiredness all the time, well, maybe you slept, but you just didn't, again, get that good restorative sleep, so... Something to check out.
Right. Then pay attention to those signs and symptoms throughout the day.
And some of those other things, your risk factors. If you're overweight, not everybody, again, who's overweight is going to have sleep apnea. But as we get bigger, your neck gets bigger, too. And those soft tissues get heavier. You're laying on your back and suddenly your neck just kind of collapses on itself, mm-hmm. so to speak, and can cause some of those apneic periods or stopping breathing periods. People with, maybe if you haven't had your tonsils out or something and you have larger tonsils, mm-hmm. some of that can cause, a restriction in that airway. Nasal congestion even, can cause that. I'm not talking necessarily the run-of-the-mill cold that you get, but if you just always, you have a chronic, nasal congestion, whatnot, maybe... And the ear, nose, and throat doctor says, hey, you know what? Maybe we need to check out your sleep part of this. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of those risk factors and stuff that can really weigh in on sleep apnea, too.
Very good. Great information, Jeremy. So if we've got some listeners out there and they're hearing this and they may be thinking, well, that sounds like me. I experience that throughout my day. How might someone know if they are a candidate for a sleep study?
Sure. So, one of the easiest things, and amongst all those other signs and symptoms, mm-hmm. so to speak, I already gave, we have what's called the Epworth Sleepiness Scale. So that's a scale that you score from 0 to 3 on like 8 different questions. And depending on your score, if you have the higher your score, the more likely you are maybe to not be getting that restorative sleep. They're just simple questions, like watching TV, sitting and reading, being inactive in a public place, riding in a car, laying down to rest, questions like that. And your answer to those would be, a 0 that you never doze off, up to 3 of a high chance of dozing off. Add up your score, and usually, if you get above about 10 or so, we like to recommend, talking with your provider and saying, hey, I took this little scale, this little test, I had a score of 10, I had a score of 15, 20, whatever, what should I do now? And, mm-hmm. And that'd be a good conversation with you and your provider to, look at those next steps and see what might work for you.
Perfect. And that is a great segue to go right into what do those next steps look like? Where would a person start from there?
Absolutely. So like I said, you're going to want to talk to your provider. Everybody's welcome to call my department. We'll give mm-hmm. you that information here in a bit, but to talk about sleep. But it really has to start between you and your provider. We can't really do anything until we have an order, of course, to do the test. But you're going to go talk to your provider. You're going to get that conversation started. Your mm-hmm. provider is going to send us that order. We're going to get a hold of you. We've got a home sleep test you can do. We've got a couple different we call them in-lab tests or in-hospital tests in our sleep department. So that's, you know, again, it all, the conversation, as with anything, starts with your provider.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So start with your primary care provider. If a person would be a candidate, they could possibly start with an in-home test, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we've done it for several years now. Two, 3 years ago, I guess, we got a different, newer setup called the WatchPat. And it simply literally looks like a kind of a big watch that you, a wristwatch that you put on your wrist, mm-hmm. one little sensor on your chest, a sensor on your finger. Well, that's it. You know, you wear that thing at home, your own bed, your own pillow, your own teddy bear, whatever you got that you need to sleep with. And so it's a, you know, it's a comfortable test. You know, it's just the simplest test you can do to start off to kind of determine if you have a problem. And, you know, from that point, if you have a problem, then we bring you into the sleep lab to treat the problem. That WatchPat is so simple to use. In fact, if you go to our website that Lori gave the address, vandeestmc.org earlier, you go to the services and to the sleep department, mm-hmm. and there's a video right there you can even watch, linked right to our site that shows exactly how to put this thing on, and you'll just be amazed at how simple it is to really determine if you have some sort of problem. It's a great video, easy read or easy watch, and then to do the test again, simple one night test. You come here, pick up the device from us. We'll explain to you how to use it for 10 minutes or however long it takes you to, you know, feel comfortable with it. Send you home with it. You're gonna put it on that night. Throw it all in the box that you came in and bring it back to us the next day, and then we take it from there.
And it is that simple. So I would encourage people to, as Jeremy mentioned, go to our website and click on the link, watch the video, and you'll see. I think for some people, when the unknown is a little bit scary, makes them nervous. For sure. But as Jeremy mentioned, this test can be done in the convenience of your own home. And it's so very simple. And that's just the first step.
So what do we do? Okay, if we get this test back, this WatchPat back, and we're going to upload it to the computer. It's going to be looked at and scored by a board certified sleep doc. He's going to give his recommendations to your provider of what you should do next, which, like I said, is generally going to lead to either A, you don't have a problem, or B, you know what, we need to come into the sleep lab and treat this problem. And so then, yeah, the doctor's going to, or the provider's going to send us an order. We're going to get a hold of you. We're going to get you coming into our sleep lab for, again, usually just the one night. And then, you know, from there, we can get you lined up with your home care provider that's going to give you, generally the treatment is going to be CPAP, or continuous positive airway pressure, to help keep that airway open. You know, when we talk about the obstructive sleep apnea, that airway is collapsing. Well, we need to do something to keep that airway open. That's what that CPAP is for.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about the sleep lab, Jeremy, people probably all have a vision of this sleep lab and what it looks like. Maybe talk about where the sleep lab is and what it's like.
What it is. Yeah. No. So, yeah, we have two dedicated sleep rooms here at the hospital. There's a sleep technician that will be monitoring you the whole night you're here. They do have, you know, quite a few sensors that she puts on you to monitor your breathing, your airway, your heart rate, your oxygen level, your brain waves, your limbs, arms and leg moving. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're monitoring a lot of different stuff, as well as audio, so we can hear for snoring, and as well as video, so they can, you know, see if you're tossing and turning mm-hmm. and things like that. So, but yeah, that's in our dedicated sleep lab. It's not a, you know, you're not going to be in a different part of the hospital, even where, you know, you're not over with the rest of the, I'm going to call them sick patients, hospital patients. Yes. You know, it'd just be you. And like I said, we have two rooms, so it's, you know, you could do two people at one time, but, so yeah, that's kind of where and when and how that's done.
Mm-hmm. And these rooms, they're bedrooms. That's what they are.
Yeah,
they're very
queen size beds. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can bring your own pillows, your own blankets, your own whatever if you want. You know, whatever you need to bring to help you get to sleep. that's what we encourage.
Yes, and there's a TV there, there's a bathroom there, so it's set up just like a bedroom would be.
Exactly, yeah, their own private bathroom, your own private bedroom. Like you said, you got a TV. If you're one that sets a sleep timer mm-hmm. and falls asleep to a TV, so be it. You know, that's what that's for. So you'll have, you know, the sleep technician, you know, will generally hook you up. You know, you'll get into bed, start your sleep cycle. If she needs to come in throughout the night, she may come in throughout the night to wake you up and put you on, like I said, that CPAP machine. Most of the changes that would need to be made to the machine, she does from her own control room. So it's not like she has to come into the room mm-hmm. 50 times during the night to wake you up or anything. But if you need to wake up, use the restroom right. or get a drink of water or whatever, you know, that there again, that's why you got that microphone in there. You can just shout out to the sleep tech, hey, I need to use the bathroom, and mm-hmm. she'll come in, help you get to the bathroom, because again, you got all that stuff tied onto you, so to speak. So yeah, it's a simple process really here as well. I mean, it's obviously not as convenient as at your house, but it's simplicity wise very easy to do the in-lab or in-hospital sleep study too.
Right, and we do. We make it as comfortable as possible for the patients. And as Jeremy mentioned, the sleep technician is in another room monitoring you and your sleep during that time.
Exactly.
So people may be wondering too, they're hearing the different options available. There's the home WatchPat sleep study, and then of course in the hospital in lab sleep study. Are most of these, are they covered by insurance?
Yeah, most generally are. Sometimes you might get an insurance company that wants to do a prior authorization, which I'm pretty sure probably everybody is familiar with that on mm-hmm. any test you try to get done now. But yeah, you know, you obviously your insurance is still going to have its deductibles and co-pays and things like that. We have a financial counselor here at the hospital who more than happy to talk to anybody about, you know, how much their insurance is going to cover and how much they might owe, you know, and those kind of options there. But yeah, for the most part, Medicare's, all the Blue Cross, you know, all those insurances pay. It's just a matter of, like I said, what your deductibles and what your copays are as far as how much you might have to pay.
Right. Depending on your individual plan.
Exactly.
And the benefits.
Yep, exactly.
So Jeremy, if someone has maybe goes through the series, has a home sleep study, maybe comes in for an in-lab sleep study, does end up being a candidate, has a CPAP, I mean, what's some of the feedback that you get from patients once they've been through the process?
Sure. Yeah, it really is amazing. I mean, it is something that's going to take a little getting used to, right? I mean, it's something you're going to, CPAP is, I mean, they've made so many advances, you know, it used to be the giant mask on your face, and some people still have to wear a mask, but they also have the nasal cannula. If you've ever seen people out walking around with oxygen mm-hmm. in their nose, they have a device that almost works like that, that small of a deal. So yeah, they're going to, you know, do that, you know, wear those things, get used to that. Some people are used to it the first day they put it on. And never want to take the thing off. I mean, we've had patients tell us, gosh, I left on vacation and I forgot my machine at home. We were 3 hours down the road. We turned around and came back to get it because they just know they're not going to sleep without mm-hmm. that machine. So most people who have an issue, once they get it treated, are like, wow, I didn't realize I wasn't getting sleep, right? And so all of a sudden they've got energy. They're not tired. They're ready to go for the day. They're less irritable, their spouse is loving it, they're, you know, whatever, everybody's getting sleep in the house at night. And so yeah, we've had really, really good feedback with people who have had those in-lab studies.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you for sharing. As we go to wrap up the program, what's your best advice for anyone listening today regarding better sleep?
Get it done, get it taken care of. I mean, again, a third of your life is spent sleeping, so make it good. Go talk to your provider, get that test done that's needed, and get on with great sleep.
Great, great advice, Jeremy. Again, I want to stress to our listeners, if you have questions about our sleep studies if you think you may be a candidate. The best place to start is with your primary care provider, having those conversations. But if you do have additional questions about either the home sleep study or in-lab sleep study, Jeremy and his team are available. The phone number to their department is 515-832-7870. And again, for our listeners out there, better sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And there are small changes that you can do to lead to big improvements, and patients have experienced it. So we want to make sure that everyone knows that these services are available right here at Van Deese Medical Center.
You bet, you bet. Well, I appreciate you letting me come on here again and talk about sleep. It's such an important thing to have.
So very important. I thank you for being on the program today, Jeremy.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.